You're listening to View from the Couch, a podcast about TV, movies, DVD, and just about anything from parents with children. And now, your hosts, Kent and Michelle. Welcome to View from the Couch for Wednesday, February 16th. This is, yes. What, take four?
Or five.
First, you bump the mic, which you usually do in the middle of the show. So it was nice to do it at the beginning so that we could start over.
Actually, first I clacked my chair leg.
Yes, you clacked your chair leg against my chair leg right at the beginning. Welcome to clack. Then you banged the mic. So that was take two. Take three was you were squeezed right up against me and you said, is it okay if I touch your leg? And then I couldn't be serious. So, oh my gosh.
Yeah, well.
So, you're still sitting next to me and you're still speaking to me, which means another successful Valentine's Day has come and gone.
Yes.
But I have no idea what I did. No idea what I did that kept me alive.
I don't really care about Valentine's Day. In fact, I find it stressful and frustrating.
Okay, folks, I feel a soapbox coming on. Let me get it. Ready?
No,
just talk about why do you feel this way about Valentine's Day? Because usually it's single women who hate Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I know. Well, okay, if it was just you and me,
yep.
But in the past you've tried to include the kids, so I went out and bought them cards, and then I forgot I got them cards and got them more cards. So now I have four cards, we haven't given them any of them.
Oh.
And then I have to figure out what to write in your card, and I can never think of anything to write, and I was basically cracking up over it. And then it's just a lot, you know, with people who have busy lives, and we just finished Christmas and then your birthday, and it's like, really, do we have to have another holiday? Why? What's the point of it? It just makes lots of people feel bad. The majority of people who are not married just feel bad about it. So it's just,
you know,
I think it's dumb.
And people are saying, yep, with you, yep, yep, yep. I don't want to sound scroogey, because I'm pretty romantic, but...
Yeah.
It's
you got me a very nice card.
Oh, it's another thing to do. It's another thing to spend money on. It's and you could do the, make a peanut butter and jam sandwich and fill your bathtub full of baked beans and, you know, like, be creative. You don't have to spend a lot of money. You know, beans cost money, brother, so...
That's right.
But, yeah, be creative. You don't have to spend money. But then you have to spend more time thinking about how not to spend the money.
Yes.
So you win. You get more points than me easily this year because Connor had swimming, so we really couldn't go out anywhere. And it's on a, as I always call it, it's on a school night, so there's really no... Like, you can't really stay up late.
Uh-huh.
The kids have school the next day. I have work the next day. You work the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't be out late. But, yeah, we got each other cards. I got you some chocolates that I had to work super early that morning because we had a big promotion out at the airport, which was cool. People just joined up on our Facebook page, and they were automatically entered for a trip for two to San Francisco with United Airlines.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So there was that, and so I was up at 10 after 6 and gone, and by the time I got home, you were practically running out the door to take Connor to swimming.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I mean, there's a beer that I like that's made by a microbrewery in Montreal, and it's not all that common here in our part of the
country. It's hard to find.
But there are a few liquor stores that carry it, and bless her heart, Michelle went out and got me... it comes in a larger bottle, almost like a wine bottle with a cork in it, with a twist wire mesh around it, which is, it's really cool.
And so, it's like 8-9%. Very strong.
And so where I originally discovered it is I was at a conference for a company that I work for. What the heck was that noise I just made with my mouth?
I don't know.
Well, I think I have a sinus infection too, by the way. So that we're figuring that might be why I've been so stuffed up lately. Because I do have seasonal allergies. You don't care about this. Anyway, so...
you were in Chicago or somewhere, weren't
you?
No,
it was in Montreal.
Oh.
We're in Montreal. We're sitting out on a patio. A buddy of mine that I worked with... we had some time off from this conference, so we're just having a pint out on this beautiful patio, beautiful day, Montreal. So we're both done a pint, and we get a second pint, and then we're like maybe two sips into it, and I looked at him and I said, I'm a lightweight, because this is nasty. I'm just about to fall over. I said, are you like... Is it maybe the heat? Maybe I didn't have lunch, or what's the deal? And he said, I thought it was me. So our waitress came back and we said, what are we missing here? Like, what's the, and she said, well, it's like 7%.
No, 9.
Well, I can't remember if the one we had was 9, but it was, anyway. So beer in Western Canada, well, most beer is like 5. So if it's almost double the alcohol percentage,
and
surprise.
I think American beer is less. I think it's only 3.
Yeah, maybe. So anyway, so it's dark. It's very good. Very, very tasty. So Michelle got me a bottle of the one of the ones that I really like that they have, and then a bottle of a brand new one that I hadn't tried, which is very tasty, by the way.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah, so I'm going to
They do come in 6-packs, by the way.
Do they? I'm going to tuck into a little more of that later. They didn't used to come in 6-packs.
Yeah. Well, they do now.
I wonder what they're, do they come in small bottles as well? Sorry, folks, we're just having a private conversation. Talk amongst yourselves for a moment.
Yeah, they are smaller bottles. So like a 6-pack of regular size bottles, or you can get the single big one.
But you said cans. Do they have cans? Oh, no, you said six packs. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I tried to trick her
and I failed. No, I didn't.
I think they're all bottles, but I didn't look that close.
So Valentine's Day, we don't know how you feel about it. I was thinking about this on the way home from work. What are some dumb things to say on Valentine's Day? You know, honey, you don't sweat much for a fat girl. That's probably not a good one.
Well, I think you have to be careful, especially around people who have lost someone.
Yes. I was trying to make this silly, and here you go being touching and sad.
You have to be careful then.
Yeah, you don't wish people happy Valentine's Day too much, especially if it's a bad memory.
Yeah.
But anyway, meanwhile, talking about fat girls, like what else? Well, don't get your wife, and I know somebody out there has done this and thought it was a really great, really considerate idea. Don't get her a Weight Watchers membership.
Oh my.
Yeah. Don't do that.
That would be bad.
No, don't do that. What else? What are some other bad ideas? What are some bad Valentine's gifts you could get?
The worst thing you can do is to ask your wife if this is what she wants you to do.
Oh, did I do that?
No.
Oh.
But my boss at work.
Yeah.
She is the cook at their house. She cooks all the time. She works till 6, takes the bus home.
He
doesn't get home till
breakfast cereal.
If that. Yeah. So she suggested to a mutual friend of theirs that it would be nice if he would, instead of going out for dinner, if he would make her dinner at home.
Wow. Except he can't cook. Isn't she setting herself up for food
poisoning? Well, you know what, though? He's unemployed at the moment, and he's a smart boy. I'm sure if he sat down and really gave it some thought, he could have figured out something.
Okay.
But instead he calls her at work and said, Nicole says that that I should make you supper at home. Would you like me to make you supper at home?
Oh.
And so she couldn't say a whole lot at work, but I guess once she got home, they had it out. And she was like, why? Why do you always have to ask me? But this is, like, just go ahead and do something. Like,
do something.
Take a chance.
Do something on your own.
And he said, yeah, but you always get so mad at me.
Well, and she got mad at him for asking.
Yeah. So, but no, honestly.
Oh, boy.
That's probably, like, if your wife hints at something, just do it. Just take a chance. Don't double check with her if that's really what she wants, because you're just going to make her irritated.
Yes.
That's my best Valentine's advice there.
Nice. Very good. What's something that stands out in your mind that I've done for you for Valentine's Day that really made a difference? You really liked the card I gave you this year, which is weird, because usually you just say, oh, that's nice, but you made a big deal about it. You said you opened it and you were going to phone me at work.
I was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It was a good card.
Excellent.
We haven't really done anything for Valentine's Day that I can recall, so.
Well, the hard part is to go out for a romantic dinner. We're going on and on about Valentine's Day, but this is a general dating thing. Like, even if you're married and have kids, it's hard because you get either want to spend time together as a family. Yeah, yikes, we're those kind of people who actually like spending time with our children for the most part. Sometimes I don't see them as much as you do, nor do I have to deal with their daily issues as much as you do. But I like spending time with my kids. But for Michelle and I to do anything means a babysitter, means you're pressed for time to try and get somewhere and whatever. It's just busy, logistic.
The busiest night of the year. Who wants to go and sit in a restaurant that's packed to the rafters, wait half an hour just to see your waiter, wait another hour to get your order taken, another hour to get your food? Like, that's not even fun. Stay home.
We had a strolling entertainer at the airport yesterday playing a guitar and singing, and he just turned 18, so we were all like, ow, my hip. He made me feel really old. But he and I got along really well, so that was kind of fun. He was like, hey, dude. So we were having fun. But we were kind of asking each other around the table at lunch, what are you going to do for Valentine's? My boss was actually asking all of us. And I said, well, I left chocolates and a nice card on the table this morning in the dark before I left. She went, oh, that's so sweet. Are you guys doing anything later? And I said, there's just no time. No time. And then this dude, of course, pipes up with, well, he said my girl. And I just thought, what are you, like a 40s mobster? my girl and I are going out for dinner, and then we're going to a movie. So that was huge points. And then, like, so where are you going? What are you going to take her to see? Don't know. Haven't gotten that far yet. So it's 1 o'clock on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you're not going out for supper unless you're going to McDonald's.
Yeah, and he's at the airport till 5.
So,
so I'm thinking, nice plan, poor execution. Or no execution, actually. Mm-hmm. We didn't see the Grammys. Sorry about that. We should have talked about the Grammys. I hear they were good. We're going to try and track them down and watch them. But talking about the Grammys after the fact, who cares? You don't want to hear us do that. Well, maybe you do.
Well, apparently, the surprise of the night that left most people going, huh? Who?
Arcade Who?
Yeah, was Arcade Fire winning album of the year.
Wow.
And they are, speaking of Montreal, a Canadian band from Montreal.
That's an upset.
So, yeah.
What's the chatter you're hearing about it? They're good. They are really good. If you've never heard Arcade Fire, they're awesome.
They are. Well, the afternoon DJ on our local station that we like to listen to.
Yeah, I've converted to another station. I've defected.
Yeah, he was talking about how awesome they're in concert. Like he said, I'm not a huge Arcade Fire fan, but he said, you got to see these guys in concert. He said, they're amazing. They put on it. Like, and I guess there's about, I don't know. Oh, there's a lot of members in the band. He said, they're not a band. They're like an orchestra. He said, there's like 15 members in that band or something.
Crazy.
So, so they're kind of a different deal. But apparently very good to hear in concert.
What's the name of the group that does Lion Man?
I don't remember.
Anyway, I saw a teeny little snippet of the Grammys on, I think it was a clip posted somewhere, and it was them performing, and they're pretty kooky.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but it was, they looked good. Looked interesting, so.
Awesome.
So there.
Time to move on, I think.
Yeah, I haven't seen any new movies lately, which is bad. We were talking about it as we were getting ready to record this week, and we're going to get back into the groove, because it's...
We keep saying that, though.
We will. You watch me. Whoop-ha! I'm going to crack the whip. Whoosh! We're going to get into the thing. Anyway, so I am delinquent in getting some of my written reviews into DVD Verdict, but I have three on the burner right now. I'm working at various stages of working on. Big Depeche Mode fan. I don't know if you like them. Do you like them? You like them.
Yeah, I do.
They've been around a long time. They've been around since the early 80s. And so they've been around about 30 years together as a band. There's a new documentary that was released called Depeche Mode Rewind, 30 Years at the Edge. And it's a two DVD edition set released by Pride DVD. I'm going to tell you something right now. The words printed in the back, on the back, near the bottom, speak for themselves. This set is not authorized by Depeche Mode. So you get a lot of... There's two documentaries, one on each DVD. The second one is composed of a lot of friend from school kind of people talking. So not really a lot of industry people and no members of the band. And the other thing about it, too, for both documentaries, because they're not authorized, there's no Depeche Mode music in them.
Oh.
So it's a documentary about the band with a lot of still images and some interview clips with band members. And actually, one of them has voice recordings of one of the members throughout it. But Yeah, they're just, if you're a fan, this is not the documentary you've been looking for, because I was kind of disappointed. I learned some pretty cool stuff, and there's, what I didn't really realize is that one of the early members of the band, what's his name now? Oh, I've totally blanked out. Anyway, he left after their first tour. He stuck around, so really early in the band's career. He went on to form Yaz, or they were known as Yaz in the U.S. and Yazoo in the U.K., with a singer named Alison Moyet. And if you're, you know, grew up in the 80s, you'd know the band, you'd know the album, you'd know a lot of the singles. So he was with, the two of them had a band, and then he left there, they split up, and he was one of the, well, there's only two members in this band, but Erasure. So Yaz and Erasure and Depeche Mode are three of my favorite electronic bands, and they're all, they have that little family tree link there that I didn't even know about. So that was cool. So it's okay. It's not great. If you're a fan, it's probably worth seeing, but don't rush out. It's not, it's 4x3, so it's full screen. It's 2.0 stereo. So for a, I was laughing through part of it because a documentary about a great band that has great music, and the video quality is bad, the video presentation is bad, and the audio is bad. So, and it's not authorized by the band. So,
not a lot going.
Yeah,
for
don't
it.
Spend your money on it. On the other hand, I am reviewing The Universe, the complete fifth season, the Universe TV series from History Channel, and I've reviewed a couple of other seasons as well. My reviews are already posted on DVDverdict.com, so I'm writing one for season 5. Season 5 is shorter. It's only 8 episodes versus 12 or 18 in some of the other ones, which leads me to wonder, are they running out of material? Which, they've got The Universe, you wouldn't think they'd run out, but it's starting to get a little thin. And, you know, for 8 episodes, you're kind of wondering, did they just kind of go, what else do we talk about?
Yeah.
But in Blu-ray...
All the new planets they've discovered.
That's right.
Have you heard of that?
No.
Yeah, apparently they've... There's a... It was in McLean's.
And where? Behind the moon?
No, in hidden. Other galaxies. Or not other... I don't know. There's a Canadian...
astronomer?
No. Satellite camera, basically. Okay. That's been taking pictures and finding... And they've found, like, I don't know. I can't remember the number.
Ten?
Huge... No.
Millions?
No, in the hundreds of planets that are potentially habitable.
Habitable?
Habitable.
Habitable.
Whatever. In the not too, like, not that far from us. So, and still, actually, oops, sorry, still within our galaxy, I believe.
Within the Milky Way?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
So they decommissioned Pluto and then found 100 other ones? There can't be 100 other planets in our galaxy. There's no way. There's no way.
Well, our galaxy...
The Milky Way galaxy
okay,
is
well,
the sun.
Okay, well, maybe not in our galaxy then. I don't okay. know. What's the next largest thing after a galaxy?
Universe? Because there's many galaxies within the universe.
Yeah, well, so then maybe they're in nearby galaxies? I don't know.
And if the radar technology is going, we'll never, ever, ever, ever get there.
No, probably not. But it's interesting because they are all considered Earth-class planets, so they're... The right distance from whatever star they're rotating around.
Really?
To, yes. And,
must needs read article.
Yeah, it was very interesting. It's in the most recent McLean's if you want to know more about it.
McLean's Canadian News Magazine, by the way.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, so The Universe, very much worth your while. If you are a fan of the series already and have seen the other seasons, have at her. Great narration, great music, great visuals. Great audio presentation, the whole works.
Sorry, and if you haven't seen it before, you might want to check out other seasons if this one's thin.
Yes. And I also have, as I mentioned, written reviews on DVDverdict.com of other Universe and lots of other reviews there as well. So.
If you want to talk, I can go grab that article, or is it not worth it?
It's probably not worth
it. Okay, keep going.
And the third title I'm looking at right now is called Revealing the Leopard, which gets me thinking all sorts of things that I'm not going to talk about. Revealing the Leopard is a PBS documentary about, ironically, leopards. So it talks about the predators are that are a danger to them, how they function in their different environments. One thing that Emily and I watched it, They hunt from Africa to Siberia, Arabia to Beijing, and yet you never see them. Almost never see them.
Yeah.
But they range from all those through all those different countries. They're in rural environments. They're near towns. They're near big cities like Beijing. It's crazy.
Wow.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. And we were Emily and I were really surprised to find that two of the biggest dangers to them are baboons and hyenas.
Hmm.
Which surprises me a lot.
Hyenas doesn't surprise me.
One thing that was really cool that we saw is this mother leopard killed a gazelle, I think, and also killed a zebra. And I'm not sure if it was like a yearling or not full grown. She dragged the bloody thing up a tree.
Wow.
And a lioness came after her to try and get it away from her, and she could have. But I didn't realize this. They can't climb. Not very well, because they're too heavy. Oh. So this hugely strong, agile leopard just hauls this animal up in the tree. The lioness starts climbing up, gets partway up the trunk, and the leopard just goes, oh, I'll just carry it up a little higher. A couple more branches. Nothing. She can't do a thing.
Huh.
She slid back down. Nah, crap. So there you go. So pretty neat.
Leopards are pretty cool.
So the series is called Nature, and it's on PBS. I can't remember if I talked about this or just did the review, the written review, but did another episode or watched another program of theirs about, what was it now? Crows. Murder of Crows.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so it's called A Murder of Crows, and it talks about the intelligence of crows. It's pretty amazing. So if you get a chance to see either Revealing the Leopard or A Murder of Crows, check them out. They're good.
Yeah.
There you go.
For sure. I'd really like to see that leopard one.
It is good.
Because another thing that, and I was mentioning that this when I, just reading the back, it's, you know, other large cats like cheetahs and lions are... and tigers, their numbers are depleting and they are losing their habitat. And yet leopards seem to not...
They're illiterate and they're homeless.
Leopards seem to be doing okay. And so it's always nice to hear those stories, you know, that we're not completely destroying all of nature.
Yep.
Some of it is able to adapt and live with us. And
in spite of us.
Exactly.
You know, you can say all you want about leopards, but one thing about cheetahs, they never prosper.
Exactly.
Cheetahs never prosper.
Thank you for clearing that up for
us. You're welcome. You're welcome. So I think that's about it. Short and sweet this week. Yeah. What else? Nothing. I got nothing.
Well, we're back watching Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
And
I had to... do a major palate cleanse on Grey's Anatomy. I just, I don't know. It's funny because we're watching the show after this month. I think it was probably November or October when we stopped watching. So we're getting caught up on all these episodes we have saved. And I think the very first one we watched, I was sitting there going, yeah, see, it's still dumb. This is why I stopped watching because and then 3/4 of the way through the show, a particular plot in the story that week had me in tears. So,
yeah, I'd be
weeping man tears.
You decide you don't like it, and then you love it.
Yeah,
you have a love hate relationship with it.
I do.
But if anybody has never seen Grey's Anatomy, you really need to at least see a couple episodes of it. It's a great, great show.
There are so many shows nowadays. We've probably talked about this before, but there's so many shows nowadays that just go right under the radar. Last 5 years or so, and you never see them. So that's why home video does so well, I guess.
But mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to catch everything during
see,
the
we've,
week.
Like, we've never seen Smallville. I think I've seen 2 episodes.
And I'm not that interested.
You would like it, though. Because it's very well written. The acting is very good.
Yeah.
And it's not... It's kind of proto-Superman. It's not Superman in red and blue and...
No, I know, but I don't know.
I know, but I don't know. You know?
Anyway.
So have a great week, everybody. And stay warm if you're in a cold place like we are. See, we've had really unseasonably warm temperatures. And then the forecast for the next 3 days is like -20 Celsius overnight.
I know.
But then it warms up again. So bizarre.
It's really up and down.
This is the time of year when we're getting close to spring. It's light in the morning when it's lighter in the morning when I drive to work, which is nice. It's not pitch black, but it's still
The weather is trying, but it's not succeeding.
And the ickiness potential is there big time because it'll be nice for a little while and you can see it kind of warming up and then drops right down. And we can still get snow in June. That's happened before.
Not very often.
No. Don't want to perpetuate.
Not in any recent years that I remember.
And don't want to perpetuate our ride snowmobiles to school in the middle of August stereotype.
No.
So everybody have a great week. Thanks for tuning in. And thanks for all the emails from listeners and fans. We appreciate your support. And it's great to hear that people are still enjoying the show because that's why we do it. We don't do it because we're insane. Well, partly.
We do it because we are insane.
Yes.
I was going to come up with something more brilliant, but that was the best I got.
We do it because we are insane. Yeah. Let's get shirts made.
That's a good idea. No, I think that'd be, yeah.
No.
Okay.
Okay, catch you next time, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to View from the Couch, a DVD Verdict podcast. View from the Couch is available exclusively on DVDverdict.com. Watch for new episodes every week. Thanks for your continued support. Kent and Michelle appreciate it. Be sure to visit DVDverdict.com for the latest in DVD and theatrical release reviews, DVD release information, talent interviews, event coverage, and much, much more.